Under enormous pressure, police in Charlotte, North Carolina, have released footage that captured the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. Protesters in Charlotte had been calling for the dash cam and body cam videos to be released. In a statement last night, the police department said the shooting was justified because of a perceived, quote, imminent physical threat. Justin Bamberg, the Scott family attorney, also spoke yesterday.
He's not aggressively moving towards law enforcement. He's actually doing the opposite. He's passively stepping back.
We're joined now by Adam Bell. He's a reporter with the Charlotte Observer. Adam, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Rachel. Good morning.
Can you just start off by telling us what this footage shows exactly?
There are two separate footages that were released yesterday, a body cam and a dash cam image. And from the beginning, the chief said that the footage that it was going to be released would not show with absolute certainty exactly what happened. And he was right in the sense that you cannot see a gun in Mr. Scott's hand. The footage in one of them shows that he is stepping, he steps out of his vehicle, he takes several steps back, and then bam, 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 he's shot rather quickly in rapid succession. His hands were by his side. Police can be heard saying, drop the gun. It's from the footage that was released, you cannot see a weapon.
This differs, though, from the family's account. They still maintain that he did not have a weapon.
Correct. The police also released yesterday for the first time a photograph of the weapon they said Mr. Scott had. For the first time, they said it was loaded. And they also released a picture of an ankle holster that he had and a marijuana blunt that they saw him rolling in the car, which first got their attention. They were going to ignore it, the police said, when they saw him in possession of a gun, and that drew their attention.
Is there any other video that is expected to be released or any other information we're waiting for in the next couple of days as the investigation unfolds?
Yeah, the chief said that this is not all of the video that they have of the scene. It's not clear, however, what video remains. And indeed, some of the protesters who've been marching daily since Tuesday night when this happened, demanding the release of the video, were very upset yesterday that not all of the video was released.
There have been demonstrations in the streets of Charlotte for several days now.
Yes.
What was the scene like last night after this video was released?
Last night, as for the past couple nights, it was peaceful, unlike earlier in the week. They were loud, they were boisterous, they were chanting, some of them were cursing at officers. Others were just demonstrating peacefully with signs, sitting in the middle of the street and marching around. But we did not see violence, looting, destruction of public property, or going on to and trying to block an interstate.
Adam Bell is a reporter at the Charlotte Observer. Thanks so much for talking with us, Adam.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rachel.